You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, that's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm super excited to be here tonight, hanging out with you across the globe. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful Monday night. We're live tonight on this beautiful Monday. Clear and outside. It was cloudy and a little rainy yesterday, but today it was beautiful. It was actually a little bit hot today. It was a lot of bit hot today. Let me just say that. We are excited tonight. Not only did we film the Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show that actually is coming up this weekend. We did a beautiful model shoot, so you'll be able to see the models this Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can go to wetalkradio.com and go to our events tab, or you can go directly to our community partner, which is Heels on the Move to Heal.org. Heels on the Move to Heal.org, and that's H-E-E-L-S on the Move to Heal. Now, what Heels on the Move to Heal does is they, every year they have these incredible events. They are a nonprofit organization that strives to bring awareness and support those that have been traumatized by human trafficking, child exploitation, domestic violence, and sexual assault. And, of course, you know, if anybody knows anything about those four things, they are and can be potentially extremely, let me not even say potentially, they are extremely traumatic if you've ever been involved in any of those. And we love to support women and men and children who have been victims, as well as make sure they have resources and services provided to them. We are a resource advocate for the community, and we want to continue to be able to do that. Definitely support Heels on the Move to Heal, and definitely continue to support We Talk Radio Network and what we're doing here for the world, really, you know, because we know that human trafficking, child exploitation, domestic violence, all that stuff is not just a global pandemic. It's actually happening right next door. For those of you who know my own personal traumatic experience with a possible alleged child abduction of my daughter, sex trafficking abduction of my daughter. My daughter's safe. She's fine. She's with me. But it was an extremely traumatic situation that we both experienced, and something that we'll never get over. And I was with her the entire time. We were together. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, because these kinds of people are tricky and they use their trickery, boy, I tell you, but when I tell you we serve a mighty God, God said we're going to knock that trickery right on up out of here. You ain't getting in here with none of that today. So, if you want to find out exactly what happened with me, I really haven't posted anything about what happened other than the video that went viral. That's the only time I've ever talked about it, because it was literally so traumatic. But unfortunately, in April, you know, my daughter was 14. You know, at that time, we were at a nail bar. I know some of you have seen the video. It did go viral on several platforms, where I was actually at a nail bar with my daughter, enjoying a nail salon with my daughter, and one of the nail salon technicians was doing something really, really crazy and trying to get her back to the back. They kept trying to get her separated. They were trying to get her information, her how old she was. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They showed her on camera, you know, as she's sitting in the chair. The lady who's doing her nails turned the camera around and was showing my daughter to some man on the camera, and then the man gave her a thumbs up. Then they started asking her how old she was, and that's when my daughter was like, no, something not right. And come to find out, the police did show up that day. Police came. They told me to call the Better Business Bureau, which is absolutely insane. So I went above that. Of course I did, because, you know, I don't play. You're not going to play with me. You're not going to play with mine. And so I went way above that BBB head and contacted every possible entity I could. And I want to give a big thank you to every single person. I had thousands and thousands of messages. Mind you, nobody knew I was Kia D of We Talk Radio. I was just a mother, okay? I had my mask on. I didn't have nothing on that said We Talk Radio. It wasn't like a promotional thing. It was none of that. It was, matter of fact, I'm going to go a step further. I did not even have on a brassiere because we had been in quarantine, and not quarantine, but pandemic mode, and I just left the house with my daughter, like, let's just go get out for a second. Let's just go get our nails done. I didn't even have a bra on. I was not planning on going on live, trust me. But it happened. And it happened in a crazy, crazy moment. Thank God my daughter is safe. But some kids are not safe. They're being abducted from the street every single day. So we want you to do whatever you can to keep your eyes open, keep your ears to the ground. There are certain things that you can look for. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. I don't want you to go anywhere. But tonight, I'm super excited. Like we've been talking about, we have got this extraordinary and incredible guest that's going to be on the show tonight. I'm super excited about it. He is the incredible Kareem Muhammad. He is the founder and executive director of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, and we're going to be talking to the Teachers Appreciation Foundation tonight. I'm excited. I cannot wait. So I want you to hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Phone lines are lit up, and we're going to listen, have some fun tonight. We've got some conversation. We've got some music. You know how we do. We have fun, and we bring you the best of the best of the best across the globe. So we thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network tonight. And again, making this the number one listening station, period, point blank. Continue to push it so that we can continue to be number one everywhere, okay? I love it. Online, in state, out of the country, don't matter. Tonight, the Teachers Appreciation Foundation will be here with me chatting it up. We're going to talk about all things great as it pertains to the Teacher Appreciation Foundation. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the TAB Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. here's the thing that I'm super duper excited to be here tonight.
I hope you are as well. It has been an incredibly crazy week thus far. For those of you who do not know, recently, as a matter of fact, yesterday, I think it was, somebody hit my car literally and kept going. Okay, so we're going to talk about that later on in the show as well. We're going to tell you exactly what went down yesterday. I will tell you, they did not stop, but your girl Kia D kept going. I kept following them with the police on the phone. So we're going to talk about that because, see, I don't play. You're not going to play with me, but I'm not a dummy. Because, see, this, you know, sometimes it's a trap, and you have to be careful. I called the police, took a picture of the license plate, and handled my business accordingly. But what I'm not going to do is follow you down a dark, deep path that I cannot come back from with three little girls in the car, okay? Because we were riding, having a good time, enjoying our Sunday, okay? Shout out. But I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. But I do want y'all to be careful. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But for right now, listen, I'm really excited because I've actually been excited. As soon as I found out this young man was coming on the show, of course, I have a degree in education, and I'm all about education and educating the right way and making sure our teachers and our support staff have the things and the resources that they need. I'm all for it because if the teachers have what they need, the students will have what they need. So I want to introduce a young man who is the executive director of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation. Now, the Teachers Appreciation Foundation is aimed at highlighting the roots of these phenomenal people, the people who are school teachers and the underpaid people at the school, the people who are our bus drivers, all of those incredible people, the janitors. They are pieces of the educational puzzle. According to the Teachers Education Appreciation Foundation, according to the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, they say we want to build the movement of appreciating the whole school body. Kareem Muhammad, he actually is born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Shout out to all the Oklahomians. I said that right, I think. He actually is the executive director of this incredible foundation, the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, and their motto is the school village will teach the child. I want to bring him in. We're going to talk about his inspiring story, why he started this incredible foundation, and what they need from you. I mean, there's so many things. What he's doing right now, they've got award ceremonies. They've got this big event they're planning right now. I saw it. I want to talk more about that, too. I might need to find a way to get on that boat, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, I want to introduce an amazing young man. He is the executive director of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, Mr. Kareem Muhammad. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Such a momentous, vivacious introduction. I appreciate that.
So welcome, and it was definitely deserved, what you're doing for the community, for the teachers, for our students, because if you're blessing the teachers, you're helping the students, okay? What you're doing for everybody
absolutely.
Is definitely deserves some claps and some hats off to you. So I know I want to start at the beginning. I know that, of course, this organization and the motto was inspired by your mother, who was a school teacher for over 30 years. And
yes.
I want to start with, you know, of course, why, specifically why? Did you see something? You know, I know you wanted a foundation that honors teachers and bus drivers and cafeteria workers, custodians, and everybody who, administrative staff, and everybody in between that's involved with the school system. But let's talk about, I guess, the moment you really realized, I need to help. Go ahead, Mr. Muhammad.
Well, I had an idea. I did see a void. Not only in the state that I'm from, just worldwide, where it was the unsung hero, so to speak, they wasn't being sung for. So I came to my mom. I said, hey, I have this idea. You know, I want to honor. It originally started as honoring retired school teachers. And when she critiqued me, she was like, well, you know, I've been to, you know, a lot of functions. You know, a lot of it was just redundant to me at this point. So I went back home, and I just was just thinking about it and analyzing, overanalyzing. And I said, I came back to her again. I said, Mom, I got this right here in my soul. It's in my gut. You know, I want to do something that's unprecedented, that's never been done before for retired school teachers, quote, unquote. And then she said, well, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of a custodian getting honored on this mega, you know, platform that you want to build? I said, no. And then she started just naming out the school bus driver, the cafeteria staff, the actual teachers that's still in the classroom, and dignitaries and you know, just the whole school village. And I said, no, I haven't. She said, you include that in, then you have something. And the rest is history. I started the TAF Awards. And what I wanted to do, I wanted that to be like a mini Grammys. I wanted it to be the analogous to Lights, Camera, Action. We know about the politics, and I'm pretty sure this is echoed worldwide about, you know, teachers' pay and, you know, teachers is underpaid, things like that, and, you know, the hypocrisy behind that is that we have to have education, but educators are not, they don't have, they have limited resources. So I said, hey, let's go ahead. We obviously, if you're an educator, you have a love to educate the future leaders of this country. You're not doing it for the money. That's obvious. So one day, let your hair down. This is worldwide. You know, this is our efforts are worldwide. Texas to Kansas to Beijing, China to New Jersey. We have footprints in all these cities, even Uganda, Africa. We have footprints in all these areas to say, hey, the TAF Awards is once a year, and this is your Grammys. This is your Emmys. This is your NAACP Award. You know, we're going to actually sing for the unsung heroes, and my efforts is worldwide. And I was talking to one of the mayors here in Oklahoma. He said, Muhammad, where do you see TAF in the next 5 years? I said, I don't care if I'm on Nickelodeon, I want to be on the Worldwide Network to show the world, hey, we here to sing for these unsung heroes. And at times I get a bit loquacious because I'm so passionate about what I do for the educators. And I was raised by educators, so I know the importance of education. And when I go speak to you know, the youth, I said, don't let that sound like a cliche. Don't let it sound like, I hear that all the time, you got to get your education. You have to. Whatever you want to do, you have to be educated and to know what to do.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Well, let me ask you this. You know, we've got a lot of educators out there that are tuning in tonight across the globe. So that's the thing, because you're worldwide, and I'm sure they're wondering, how do I get nominated, or how do I nominate somebody for an award?
Great question. What we have is what we call the TAF Awards Academy. And it's a group of maybe 12 to sometimes 15 people of all walks of life. People can sign up on our website to become members of the TAF Awards Academy. Now, the TAF Awards Academy, they're all the ones that go out and research and do the behind-the-scenes work to say, okay, this person over here, they can be a dignitary, meaning an aristocracy, somebody who has influence over bodies of people, a pastor. So it's not just limited to educators.
Teachers Appreciation Foundation,
the word is coined for teachers, which we are teaching in our own special way, our own unique way. So one thing I do like about that, and I'm going to get further to your question, to answering your question, is when they see teachers, some people say, well, I'm not a teacher, so how can I be a part of this? Great. That opens up the Pandora box for me to elaborate on how you are a part of what's going on. You just didn't know it. So that's a unique way of how we get people to, you know, hook, line, sinker, so to speak, to be a part of what we're doing. So the efforts of nominations, people can email this to say, hey, look into this person, see if this person is worthy enough for a nomination, or even this person to be a dignitary, because we have two components of awards. When we do have the TAF Awards, which is the dignitaries who are obviously selected to receive an award, then you have your nominees who are voted upon through the TAF Awards Academy to receive an award. But nonetheless, even being nominated, you receive public notoriety, even being nominated for a TAF Award.
Wow, that is beautiful. I know, especially with the whole slap your teacher movement on TikTok and all the work stuff we got going on. I'm gonna tell you, I get it. I have a degree in education. I was, of course, a student at one time. I get both sides of the
I'm there for it. I get it. I was there in school where we were antsy and acting up, and it was just what we did. And now I'm on the educational side. I don't teach in the classroom anymore per se, but I've been on the educational side where we teach, and it's like, oh man, is that who we were? Is that what
right,
we were doing?
Right. Yeah.
But now I know one thing we didn't do. One thing we never thought about doing was slapping a teacher. This whole social media movement has really changed the game on things across the board. But I do want to talk about that in a minute. I'll get to that part in a minute. But I think that having programs just like this are incredible because, again, we have custodians that are completely underrepresented, that clean the things that nobody wants to clean, to see the things that nobody ever wants to see. We don't even think about it when we leave the bathroom anymore. That's somebody else's issue, okay? And so we have to learn how to appreciate the people that clean up our stuff after we – you see what I mean? Like, you cleaning me, you making me look good. Let's appreciate you. As well as the school bus drivers. They show up to work on time and early.
Right.
Making sure that child has a educational vehicle that is going to get them there from A to B with a completely safe. That has to be rewarded, as well as these teachers who spend countless hours and countless dollars and countless time and everything else trying to ensure that the students have exactly what they need. I think this, again, having the opportunity to not just appreciate teachers but other people outside of that, because there's a lot of people out there that are not represented and should definitely be awarded for the things that they do. So one thing I want to say is shout out to you and congratulations to you on the TAF Awards, and as well as, of course, your incredible academy. For those right now who are wanting to send you an email to either nominate someone or say, hey, I want to be nominated, or hey, look into this person, or hey, I just want more information, why don't you go ahead and give them the information now, to, just in case they need it?
Okay, definitely. Thank you. You can go to our website, which is TAF5.org, and TAF is the acronym for Teachers Appreciation Foundation, and it's TAF5.org. You can log on our website, email us. It's a form you fill out, and for not only nominees, if you want to be a volunteer, the more the merrier. So you can go to our website, and you can get all that information on there.
And as I
echo on other platforms I've been on, this is a worldwide effort. We can't do this without the support of the communities. We are a nonprofit 501c3. So, anything in terms of if someone just says, hey, I just want to give you a pat on the back or a word of the day, of course, monetary is always a good way. But this is a worldwide effort. And for support from all the communities around the world. Yeah, it's based in Oklahoma City, but we go all over the globe with this.
I'm telling you, even though the internet has done some crazy things with social media, it has definitely boosted business for people, you know, like us who can be and should be heard worldwide. It's definitely done some incredible things. Because there's some of the places that just without the internet we would have never been able to tap into. We would never get there. So the internet has done some good things indeed. I want to talk about this extraordinary and amazing award ceremony that's coming up. Go ahead and give us the good information. What do we expect? How can people be a part? Even if, you know, do you have to be a nominee? Do you have to be a dignitary? Do you have to be on the awards committee? Or is it something that anybody can take part in? Let us know.
This is definitely something that anyone can take part in, anyone, all walks of life. It is an open ceremony. As I echoed before, this is an analogous to a mini Grammy. It is red carpet. It is lights, camera, action. The excitement or something that you may think in an excitement just by looking at the Grammys. I've been to a few myself, took notes. I wasn't there starstruck. I took notes, you know, to see how I can transcribe some things to our platform. But, yeah, it's definitely something that's open to the public. This year, I'm excited about this, and this year we're doing what we call the TAF Awards at Sea. And we will be porting out of Texas. Galveston, Texas, So they're not too far from you, your hometown, Fort Worth, correct?
Woo-woo. That's right. You know
yes,
it.
Yes. So we will be coming down south to Port from Texas. I do got one of my executive board of directors stays in Fort Worth, stays in the Fort Worth area, and she will be coming with a plethora of people. But yeah, this is something that's definitely momentous. It's the first of its kind, and the educators, along with the supporting staff, will be honored. You know, in Mexico, we're going to present the ceremony when we're in Cozumel, Mexico. So it's something that a lot of people are excited about. They're on the edge of their seats about, and anybody can be a part of this. Anybody, reach out to us. You can be a part of this. I have another executive board member that's what she does by trade. She's been a travel agent for almost 12 years now. So she's heading all the particulars on what to do to be a part of this cruise. And please reach out to us, because this is a worldwide effort and anybody can join along. And you just might see your favorite star there. You ever heard of that old Smokey Robinson song, Going to a Go-Go?
Whoop, whoop.
Are you familiar with that record?
Come on now.
yeah. I'm only 43, but my soul is old. So
I love it. I'm 42, so I understand exactly what you talk about. Old soul,
yeah.
Yes, I love it.
An old soul. So he said, you know, you're going to a go-go, you just might see your favorite star. So you're coming to the TAF Awards, you just might see your favorite star.
I love it. The surprises are lingering.
Yes.
I love it.
So, yeah.
Listen, I want to bring somebody else in. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to echo my phone number again and our email address in case somebody, you know, wants to know more details and to get a further understanding of the whole movement and the whole reason for Teachers Appreciation Foundation.
Absolutely. Go right
ahead. Yeah, you can reach us at 405-532-3488. And our website is TAF5.org. And we also got a Facebook Live page. It's Teachers. It's no apostrophe, but it's Teachers Appreciation Foundation. Please look us up.
Beautiful. I'm going to bring someone else in that actually has both of his mom and his grandmother were both educators, and I know that he specifically will be able to appreciate this particular foundation because, you know, he was there, you know, with his mom the entire time when she was teaching and, you know, the struggles that she went through and, you know, feeding students who needed extra food and all that good stuff. T. Smiley, why don't you come in and say hello to Mr. Kareem Muhammad, the founder, the executive director of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, hello, sir. How's it going, sir? I'm doing well.
Doing good. Yes, I definitely want to support. I definitely want to say thank you for your service. Teaching kids and being in the teaching industry, teaching business, not easy, especially in today's time. So I appreciate you for, you know, just stepping out there and being a light to these kids that are growing up, because they are our future. One thing I will say, my mom, she was a teacher, Head Start teacher for like 28 years. So I'm from a small town, Arkansas. I know you probably, okay. I know Arkansas, probably been there maybe. But yeah, it's a little right there, a little up to the right of Oklahoma. So I grew up there, and my mom was a teacher for 28 years. She served well. Before she passed away in 15, but definitely being there around her, you know, seeing her, you know, work, you know, doing what she had to do to get the kids educated and stuff like that was definitely a blessing. One thing I didn't like about it in school was, you know, when I was growing up, you know, a lot of older kids that went through her, you know, they knew me by, you know, my mom, so it was always a good thing just being able to, you know. Go to school or being around people that say, oh, yeah, my mom, you know, your mom, you know, she taught me when I was in Head Start, or she taught my kids when I was in Head Start, stuff like that. So it was real good. And then my grandmother, she passed away. My mom's mom passed away in 2014, but she had her own daycare. So some of those kids I was seeing at school and some of them I was seeing at my granny house. And I was just like, man, I can't get rid of them.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I just want to thank you for coming on to the show. Yes, sir. Thank you for coming on to the show. Listen, I have a radio show called The Cave Radio Show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. You're more than welcome to come on and be a part of that show. And there's nothing wrong with educating the kids, but sometimes, you know, especially these days we're dealing with, you know, the whole virtual teaching and stuff like that. I would love to have you on my show to talk about some of those things and to talk about talk about all the things you have going on with yourself. Yes, sir.
Oh, definitely. What was your name, sir, again?
I'm sorry. My name is Pete Smiley. I'm the director of operations here. Yes, sir. Here at We Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir, yeah. You'll definitely be hearing more from myself and Miss Kia D.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate that, sir. I really thank you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We'll make sure we get that that interview set up as well for the Cave Radio Show. So that he can come on as well. He has a different audience, of course. A lot of the people that he has on his show, men and women, more men. But these men have have students. These men have kids. These men have, they might even be educators themselves to a certain degree, you know. So we're excited to feature the incredible and amazing Kareem Muhammad. He's the executive director of the Teachers Appreciation Foundation. This foundation was created specifically to highlight our custodians, our teachers, our administrative staff, our support system, our bus drivers that are working at the school, and more. So not just our educational teachers, but teachers who are teaching outside of those four walls as well. We know there's so many different types of teachers, and we want to highlight them also. So we've got some radio broadcasting teachers here that might need to be, because we have a radio broadcasting school. So we have some educational radio broadcasting teachers that we might need to get nominated for the TAF. I'm excited. So they have the TAF awards that are coming up, and you can either be selected or you can be nominated. Those are the two ways that you're able to get into the award category, and you can go to TAF5.org. That's TAF5.org for more information, or you can call 405-532-3488. That's 405-532-3488. Mr. Muhammad said he saw the unsung hero not being honored, and he said he had to do something about it. He had a talk with his mother, and from there, blessings began to flow. I'm telling you, and she's an educator, so she knew exactly what to tell him how to gear him in the right direction to help as many people across the board. And she did an amazing job by giving you that information, because this is the best way to help. Of course, teachers are honored, but sometimes we forget about that unsung hero, and we want to make sure they're honored as well. Again, we appreciate you, Mr. Muhammad, for being here today and sharing the love with us, talking about the TAF Awards. We're really excited about it. Let us know again when the awards are coming up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again. This year, the awards will be June 16th. It's a four-day cruise. And the four-day cruise consists of June 16th through June 20th. So the actual award ceremony will be on the cruise on June the 18th, when we actually get to Mexico. So I'm elated. I'm sometimes I get a little for clumped and lost for words because this is such a passion that I have. And yes, June 18th is the actual award ceremony. We're going to party responsibly.
I love it.
to June 20th.
I'm super excited for you. Again, congratulations on the creation of an extraordinary foundation and being able to find a way to meet the needs of the people that need the help. You know what I mean? Finding a way to meet the needs of the people. Boy, that's an incredible, it could be daunting to some people. It could be extremely scary
And then one of the things that I've heard you talk about this entire time is how passionate you are. So I know whatever fear may come your way, you're going to kick it out of the room with some passion. So I'm extraordinarily excited to see where this is going. And I know this is just the incredible beginning. I can see every university and school district and, you know, every educational facility trying to ensure that they're a part of TAF. Every single year, and I guarantee it's going to be so big, it's going to blow your mind. I guarantee you, because this is absolutely amazing. So I know you do a lot of outreach, but guess what? It's time for folks to reach into you. www.taf5.org. They are a 501c3 organization. They need volunteers. They need donations. They got to keep this thing going. They've got teachers they need to appreciate around the globe. This is global. This is global. Again, we have listeners around the globe. So if you're tuned in, even in the podcast, later on in the show, even if you're not live tonight and you're hearing this later, please reach out to taf5.org. Mr. Kareem Muhammad is waiting on you to tune in and reach out so that he can get you some, get you appreciated, okay? Thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Any final words for the listeners today? Anything else that we missed that we need to talk about? I want to make sure we got it all.
Well, I think we hit all the bullet points. I thank you. This is definitely an honor, a pleasure for coming on your platform. And as I echo over and over, we cannot, I say this emphatically, we cannot do this without the support of the people. And I thank you. Please give us a shout. Please look us up. At TAF5.org. That's TAF5.org.
Yay! Thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Have a blessed day. I can't wait to see you on the cruise, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. All right.
Bye. Hey, listen, T Smiley, we might have to go ahead and get these tickets to get on the boat. You gonna pay my way?
Yeah, I got you. We're going to be there. We're going
to
be there.
That seems sometimes that's all you need is somebody to have your back and pay your way. Listen, T. Smiley, I know you know. Yesterday, I was in a little fender bender. And the person that hit me, because, you know, I didn't hit anybody. And we're on video camera, by the way. It's all on video. The person that hit me kept going. Y'all stay right there. We're going to talk about this when we return. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk about exactly what happened yesterday. It was crazy. But last night, for those of you who don't know, we have several shows on Sundays. Make sure y'all tune in every Sunday. Of course, E-Man After Show at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning is Shine Law with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Y'all better go get your blessings on Sunday mornings. As well as yesterday at 7 p.m., Brand New Day with Emily Blue. She got to interview Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. They got to interview two incredible guests, and one of those guests was the beautiful recording artist. Her name is Tweet. So right now I've got an incredible song by Tweet. It's entitled Angry Girl, and I am super excited that she had the opportunity to interview Tweet on her show. Y'all make sure y'all go check that out. It is the Brand New Day with Emily Blue show on We Talk Radio Network, and that aired yesterday. Go check it out. We'll be right back with more.
But unfortunately, I am judged by what you've done.
Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Beautiful Monday night. Super excited that you're here with me tonight hanging out. I know T. Smiley is literally in the midst of 5,000 things, so he might not be able to talk as much, but want to acknowledge his presence tonight. What's up, T. Smiley?
What's up?
Now, listen, I know you got the word about what happened yesterday. You actually got the word about what happened as it was happening. Yesterday, I'm driving down the street, and I was about to make a right turn, and I was probably, 120 feet or so from the curb, from the light, and I'm in the right-hand lane, and I noticed a car right next to me getting over, and so I kind of got over, thinking, okay, they're going to see me and go back into their lane. Well, they didn't. Luckily, I got over, though. Because had I not even moved over, we would have connected a whole lot more than we connected. So all of a sudden, I hear this scraping noise on the side of my car and realize, oh, my goodness. And it lasted, the scraping noise was like 2-3 seconds. Like, it wasn't like they connected and then they backed up. No, it was like they were, I don't know if they were still trying to get over or what. I really don't know. But the connection happened. They moved back over. They kind of slowed down and stopped in the middle of the street. And I motioned to get over in front of me and pull over into this parking lot. Well, they got over in front of me, but they didn't pull in the parking lot. They kept going. They passed up that entrance to that one little parking lot and kept going. And I said, oh, really? Okay. So I immediately said, let's dial 911 because this is an accident and they're leaving the scene of an accident at this point. So we dialed 911 and I've got my 15-year-old daughter in the front seat. My 16-year-old niece in the back seat, and my grandbaby, who's 3, is in the back seat of the car. And I, of course, am being very cautious, regardless of whether I've got people in the car or I'm by myself. I'm always very cautious. You're following somebody. You want to keep the appropriate distance. So I'm, of course, keeping myself appropriately distant from them. They never hit the gas, like trying to get out of there, spin their wheels out, trying to lose me. None of that. They just kept coasting right on down the street, took a turn or two. And then they pulled into a neighborhood, and I was on the phone with the police department at the time, and they, I didn't realize, were literally dropping my location to a police officer right then and there. I didn't realize that until I looked at my phone later and realized, oh, they pinged me. They literally pinged my exact location from my phone, okay? Because I saw it. It told me on my phone that you're now released to make calls because the emergency release has been released. I was like, what? I didn't even know I couldn't make calls or whatever they did to my phone. I don't know. Anyway, so they had pinged my phone. The officers did. It took them a few minutes to get to me. Now, what the person did was is they pulled into a neighborhood, and when they pulled down a driveway, the driveway led them to the
back alley.
The back alley. Yeah. Excuse me. They pulled into a back alley. The back alley was leading them to the driveway that goes behind all of the houses. Fortunately, I'm not willing to risk my life. That is definitely a fortunate thing. I'm not really willing to risk my life over a fender bender. Now, at this point in time, I hadn't gotten out of the car to see the damage because I'm still on the phone with the officer. I'm trying to stay safe in the car with the girls. So I have not seen the damage. I just know they connected with my vehicle. Pulled into the back alley. And, of course, I did not follow them because didn't know if it was some kind of trap. So I pulled over to the side of the street, continued to talk to the police officers. I had my daughter calling T. Smiley, like, listen, I need you to get over here ASAP. He was probably 2 minutes away from me, literally. Right down the street is where he was. And so he got there, and then a few moments later, the police arrived. Now, the crazy thing about this is that once the officer got into the house, he tried to make contact with the people because T. Smiley came down. Matter of fact, I'm going to back up. I'm going to let T. Smiley talk right here because he probably want to tell you what he did. What did you do, T. Smiley, once you found out what was going on?
So once I found out what was going on, I immediately kind of just got myself together, and I brought me and my friend with me, and we rode down the street. And so when I met up with Miss Kia, they were
you brought your homeboy with you, your friend. What?
Yeah, I brought my friend with me. You know, my piece. I brought my piece with me.
I feel you.
So
I
anyway,
feel
you know, I get there and just kind of analyze the situation, come to realize that she wasn't. Nobody was hurt. Thank God, nobody was hurt. The car only had like a little bitty scratch on there, and I was like, okay, that's that's nothing, honestly, but. This guy, you know, he fled the scene. So, my next question was, okay, did you get the license plate? She said, yeah, I got the license plate. So I'm like, all right, cool. What's the license plate? I'm gonna go find it. So I did some little investigation on my own before the police got there. And I'm sure did. And I went through that back alley and I found out exactly where this person lived. So I was like, okay. Next thing was, okay, once I know where he's staying, let me go knock on the door. But then I was like, you know what? No, we're going to let the police have it, and we're going to do this the right way. So I just stayed down, make sure Miss Kia was okay, and make sure the kids was okay while the police showed up. And go ahead. I'll let you finish it up.
And then the police arrived, and it was a black officer. Shout out to Officer Brown. That's his real name. And, you know, he was very cool, calm, and collective like he's supposed to be. He was like, I'm going to go down and assess the situation. Great. We gave him the address, told him all the information. And so he went down. And 15 minutes later, he comes back. And he lets me know that the person that at the house, that was in the house, did acknowledge they were driving the car, but they said they didn't hit anybody. And they didn't know what I was talking about. And they also...
They said you hit them. They said you hit them.
Well, first, right, let me back up. First he said, no, she hit me. Then they said there was no accident. Nobody hit anybody. Then the officer asked, the officer was like, what do you want to do? I was like, well, we need to handle this insurance, and we need to get this insurance stuff going on, because I was really looking at the damage, really, and I was like, it ain't even nothing. Like, I don't even want to file no claim on their insurance or mine. It was the principle of the matter. You done ran from a scene of an accident. I'm going to need you to do better. And bottom line was, is there was a man and a woman who – the man was driving the car. The woman was on the passenger seat. When they came – the officer actually came down by himself, and then he had the gentleman bring the car – the officer came down by himself. He had the guy who was driving, allegedly, because I don't even know if that was the actual guy that was driving. They went into the house. I can't tell who's who at this point, because I couldn't really – I know it was a man and a woman in the front seat, but I honestly couldn't tell you what they had on, what they were driving, if it was actually him or not. But a guy comes down, he brings the car down, and the officer says, is this the car? I checked the license plate, and I said, this is the car. And, of course, it was the exact same make and model, but I wanted to look at the license plate. It was the exact vehicle. The problem was is they did not speak any English, no English whatsoever, zero. So the officer's trying to communicate with them. They can't communicate. The officer's trying to get a translator on the phone to get him, you know, get the translator to get the insurance information from him, and he is not trying to give up this insurance information at all. He's finding everything like he doesn't understand the officer. The translator's trying to talk to him. He's pretending like he doesn't understand that. And it's like, wait a minute, you understood everything else up until the insurance point. I mean, seriously, like, if you ain't got insurance, just say that. Deal with it. Just say that. But don't have us sitting here going round and round over and over again. So the officer said, listen. The officer said, what do you want to do, Ms. Davis? What do you want to do? And I was like, to be honest with you, if we would have pulled over and I would have seen the damage, I would have told them, y'all have a blessed day, and kept it pushing. I said, the reason why we're standing here is because they ran the scene. They ran from the scene of a crime. That's why we're here right now. I said, but after looking at my damage and going through all this and realizing they ain't got no insurance, I'm out of here. I ain't got time for this. Not that I even wanted to do an insurance claim. I didn't. I wasn't. You know how many people have literally hit? I've had three people hit me. No joke. Three. One bumped me from the back, one from the side, and one from the other side. And they were so minimal. It was like, just go. Come on, seriously. It ain't even worth the damage. It's not even worth my time standing out here writing out a claim, collecting information. Let's just go, okay? Just go. And so this was one of those things. I got a couple of little scratches on the side of my car, but it was literally, we were all healthy and every limb was moving. There was no need to stand out there and keep going through that. Now, the officer and him had to deal with whatever they had to deal with, but that man hit my car and lied about it. And we're on video camera. We're just a few steps away from the front, the light, and there are cameras on the light. So he completely lied. Then he said, oh, wait, before he said, after he said that I hit him, the reason why he said I hit him is I must have been trying to get over. I was already in the right-hand lane. I told the officer, sir, he's lying. I was already in the right-hand lane. I was making a right. He was attempting to get over in this lane so he could go home. So he can smash that. I was upset, so upset. But I'm calm now. I'm cool. T Smiley, how do you think I handled that situation? Should I have pressed charges? Should I have gone further? Uh-oh, you cut out, T Smiley. Uh-oh, I think you're cutting out, T Smiley. We'll get T Smiley back in here in a second. It was definitely traumatic. Oh, we can hear you now.
All right, cool. Sorry, my bad. Listen, for everybody want to know what T Smiley doing, T Smiley is actually at work. And so but anyway, I could have handled it. You handled it way better than I thought you would. You handled it way better than I thought you would. I was thinking, honestly, okay, we're finna get out here and get to, you know what I'm saying? Not fighting. No, let's just not say that. We're gonna do the violent thing. But at the same time, you know, I was expecting a little bit more. But I was glad I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to bring out my friend or I didn't have to get mad. You know what I'm saying? Usually, you know, if your woman calls and say, hey, look, I had an accident. This guy done left, you know. First thing that comes to my mind is, you know, what we see on video, you know, somebody should get knocked out. Something's going to happen. But, you know, I think we handled that situation well. A scratch is a scratch. Material things, you know, we can always do material things, but you can't bring back nobody if anything happens. So, you know, I was just thankful that nobody got hurt. I was thankful that I was able to walk away with no hurts, no bruises, no soreness, none of that. So
I know I said the same thing. I mean, literally, like, we are fine, everybody. I think it kind of traumatized the girls a little bit more than anything because they were like, the car, you know, it was scary for a minute. I knew what was happening. I think for Kennedy especially, because you have to remember, Kennedy was on my side of the car, which was the driver's side of the car. She was sitting right behind me. So the car connected right where she was sitting. So she was more shaken up than anybody. She was.
Right.
She was more shaken up than anybody because literally she saw it happening. And she even saw the people look over at us and then just kind of keep going, just like, eh, like, what? Because she said it. She was like, they just looked and just kept going, like nothing happened. I was like, okay, so either the guy's drunk or they just really don't care. Clearly. But they literally drove straight to the house and parked that car. Like, I was not behind them. They drove straight to their house and parked the car like they just didn't even care.
But
so
you know what? I'm kind of glad. I'm glad to know that I'm able to kind of locate some people if I need to, because I was like, just send me the airdrop. Send me your location. Let me know where you at, and then let me get the license plate. And I got it from here. Like I said, I got there before the police did, and I ain't gonna lie, I was tempted to go knock on the door, but at the same time, I was like, let me evaluate the situation. They okay? Ain't nothing wrong with them. Ain't nobody hurt. Ain't nobody crying. It's a little bitty scratch on the car, but it could have been a whole lot worse. Now, had it been a whole lot worse, it probably would have been a different outcome. Like, seriously, it probably would have been like more cops over there, and I probably would have been behind a police car in the back of somebody's car for real, because you know you're gonna hit somebody and then run. Let me tell you, I had a situation when my baby girl was she wasn't even born, but she had a couple of weeks before she was about to be born. Her mom was at the store or at the gas station or something, turned into the gas station in a car, came in the parking lot and like pretty much tore off the whole front of the car. Mind you, she's pregnant and, you know, my daughter in the car. I mean, you know, that's my baby, you know what I'm saying? So the guy ended up give him some information that end up being false information, giving her some information, said he got to go because he got to go pick up his kids. So she's left there sitting in the car, 9 months pregnant, about to have a baby, and the guy that hit her left. So, you know, me being me, you know, I get there, and the guy, he left his number, so I call him. And, you know, we go back and forth a little bit. But then he says I was threatening him, and I was like, no, man, I'm not threatening you. I'm, you know, I promise you. You know what I'm saying? It's not no threat at this point because now, you know, my unborn child could be at risk right now of, you know what I'm saying, of losing her life or whatever the case may be. And now she got to go to the hospital, and you somewhere chilling because you done hit this person, and now you gone. So I was trying to find him. I was trying my best to find out where he was at. I told the cop, you know, I told the police while he was there, like, I'm going to find this dude. And they was like, oh, you threatening and this, and that. And I was like, no, sir, I promise you, if I find him, y'all going to, you know, you can come get me when I do what I got to do to him. You know what I mean? Because now, you know, my baby at the hospital, you know, my unborn child is at the hospital right now, and I don't even know if it's going to be okay or not. So, you know, it's always to evaluate the situation. That situation, yeah, I would have been locked up. This situation, I probably would have been locked up too had they been hurt. Somebody had to go to the hospital, but thank God for Jesus. And We Talk Radio Network.
Thank God for Jesus for real, because he kept us. Like, he really did. He protected us all the way around. And no, like I said, nobody was hurt. This is the crazy part. At the end of everything, I'm leaving. I'm driving away. The officer comes back over there to me, and he's like, hey, listen, they just wanted me to let you know they're sorry they didn't stop. And they said the next time they get into a fender bender, they promise they're going to stop. I said, well, you let them know to do just that. That's the officer came over and stopped me. He was like, hey. Basically, they were saying I'm sorry without saying I'm sorry, because they didn't want to admit to nothing. But they said, listen, we promise we're going to stop next time if we get into an accident. So you saying you got into an accident. You just not really. Okay, gotcha. Listen, the officer knew what time it was. The officer knew exactly what time it was. And the cameras don't lie. So they can go pull up that footage if they want to. I'll let them prosecute that young man if he don't have no insurance with their own little set of stuff. But as for me and mine, we're good over here. Everybody's got their limbs and toes, and they're all moving and workable. And we're just blessed and highly favored. So didn't let that get
and
under my skin.
We still end up having a great night, a great rest of the night. We didn't let that have no room of negativity for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff you let go and let God, and that was a perfect example of that right there.
Mm-hmm. Three perfect examples. Gotta let go and let God. It's not even worried. Like, don't even get an attitude. Like, seriously, I didn't have no attitude. You gotta be mad. I was just so frustrated that this person would drive away. You know, I mean, I don't care if it was a small accident or a big one. No, you're not driving away. You're not just going to leave the scene of a crime. That's just not how we do those things. So regardless of whether you speak the language, whether you're from the country, whether you were born in Texas or Massachusetts or Oklahoma or New Zealand, it doesn't matter. The rules are the rules, and we all have to follow those. Stop when you hit somebody, okay? For real, mm-hmm. though. I'm so sorry to hear about what happened with your ex and her and the baby. I'm glad everything is wonderfully well. I'm not going to ask you if they ever found that man, because I don't want you to have to bring that back up. It might have to rehash some anger, especially if they didn't
No. You know what? To be honest, I don't even know if they got the guy, but they found. I think they. Well, I know for sure they had got the correct insurance, and that car ended up going in the shop about a month or so. And so we actually had a chance to get a rental car that we didn't have to pay for. So I think that was a good thing that came out of it. Another good, great thing that came out of it is the fact that, you know, my daughter, she's 6, about to be 7 this year, and no problems, no issues, and nothing from what we know of that. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yay! It's another part of that testimony. Won't God do it? He's going to work it out every time. Every single time. Well, I'm excited. We've got a major weekend planned this weekend. It's the 4th annual.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, the Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. If you have not gotten your tickets, there's still time. There's still time to donate. You can still be a sponsor if you want. Go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. Heels, that's H-E-E-L-S,
onthemovetoheal, HEAL.org. And we're making a great impact around the globe. And we're starting with the youth, we're starting with adults, we're starting with the legal system, we're starting with resources, and we're starting with services. I mean, we got it all. We are the resource advocates that you need for the community, we especially as it pertains to domestic violence, human trafficking, child exploitation, and sexual assault. In those four areas, we are the resource advocates. We have all the we have a lot of resources. We don't have all of them. I wish we had all of them, but we have access to all of them. And so that's the good thing, building bridges and connecting and building networking partnerships and relationships and all that good stuff over the years has given us a great opportunity to have extraordinary resources in our network, and we're really excited about it. So we have educational resources, we have services that we provide, and then, of course, we work with other organizations and institutions and foundations that provide these services. And so, again, eventually, Heals on the Move to Heal will be that one-stop shop, the shelter, the education, the legal, you name it, we'll have it all in one big location. But for right now, we provide some of those services. The other services we outsource to those experts that can help, including mental health services as well. Shout out to the Jennifer Experience. That's our mental health partner that's helping us provide mental health services to anyone who needs. And she has a lot of resources as well. And so together, we all come together to just kind of make this movement happen. T. Smiley has some amazing events that's coming up this year and next year. One specifically coming up next month. T. Smiley, do you want to go ahead and highlight the incredible barbershop that you'll be at?
Yes, it's going to be at Chuck's World Class Barbershop, located right over in Plano. So listen, we want y'all to come out, hang out. If you can't come out, it's fine. We'll be live, so y'all can always call in the number. If y'all got some little ones that need a haircut, I would say bring them out. We will be doing some haircuts and stuff like that, and it's going to be kind of close towards Thanksgiving. So we will be talking about what are you thankful for? You know, being that it's Thanksgiving, we want to highlight and definitely highlight the barbershop, Mr. Chuck, the owner of the barbershop. I've known him for a couple of years. Me and his daughter, my daughter and his daughter has the same birthday weekend, so we kind of met like that. And so I've been watching this young man from working at another barbershop where he was first chair. You know, if you got first chair, that means you're doing something good. So he got first chair. He was first chair at a different barbershop, and now he's, got his own barbershop and stuff like that. So we want to definitely want to support him, advertise his barbershop. And on top of that, we're gonna give thanks and break bread and have a good conversation. And we want y'all guys to tune in. And then next year during Super Bowl, we're planning to have a Super Bowl watch party up there at the shop as well. And we will be going live for that event as well. So we have some things coming up. T. Smiley Productions has some things coming up. The Cave Radio Show, we want you guys to be a part, support. And, yeah, that's it.
I love it. I'm super duper excited that we have the opportunity to connect with you and work with you on a lot of projects. T. Smiley Productions is an extraordinary production company that is taking creative productions to a new level. Of course, T. Smiley is a professional drummer. He's been in the music industry just about all his life. And so we're really excited to bring his expertise onto the network. And he offers a lot of great things here. He's also, of course, the director of operations for We Talk Radio Network. And, of course, he has the show on Saturday mornings, the Cave Radio Show. That is super fabulous. So you make sure you check that out every single Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Lots of fun.
Yep, yep.
But we're excited. Heals on the Move to Heal is doing amazing things, and we're excited just to be here with them. And to be an aligning partner with them in the community and just make a difference. So we're really excited, again, about all of the incredible community partners that we are connecting with and making. We've got a brand new community partner that we just connected with. It's a beautiful daycare center. We're going to talk about Perfect Vision Daycare and Transportation next week. Really excited about that. So if you're someone that is looking for services that you can trust, daycare services that you can trust, you can definitely reach out to Perfect Vision Daycare and Transportation, and they're located in Lewisville, Texas. So if you're in the Lewisville, Texas area, definitely be reaching out to them and seeing exactly how they what they have open. I know they're looking for new students to come on. I think it's 0 to 12 years old. Of course, they're now enrolling, and so you definitely want to be a part. I'm super excited to have them as a new partner here for We Talk Radio Network, as well as the Endorphin Factory. Now, Chief Smiley, tell us really quickly about the Endorphin Factory, because, see, they don't know. They don't know.
Man, listen. The Endorphin Factory, if you don't work, if you work a 9 to 5, or if you work Monday through Friday, or if you at home and you dealing with the kids all week, whatever you're doing that's stressful, I recommend you go to Endorphin Factory. Endorphin Factory is a place where they have archery, they have the bow and arrow. You can do that, but they have this room called the destruction room. And that room, when you open up the door, everything in that room that you see, you get a chance to break. You get a chance to, you know, smash, however you want to do it. They have different tools there that you can pick from, and you get to pick two, not one, but just two. So they have baseball bats, they have crowbars, they have sledgehammers, you name it. They have a whole bunch of stuff, and you get to go in there, and for about 20 minutes, some people say 20 minutes not long enough, but I guarantee you the first 10 minutes that you're in there and you smash and stuff, you will be tired. But the end result to all that, once you get out of there and you're done, you feel stress-free, relieved. If you got somebody in your mind that, you know, that's getting on your nerves, you can make it seem like whatever you're about to hit is that person. You can just have at it. So I'm telling you, Endorphin Factory is the place to be. It's the number one spot here in Dallas, DFW area. And we encourage you. We want you guys to go out, have a good time with the Endorphin Factory. And on top of that, you guys will see We Talk Radio's banner. We have a banner that's up there. And, we're definitely connected with them, and we want you guys to go have a good time. Endorphin Factory definitely is the place to be. Relieve some stress. Go relieve some stress. Go.
Yep. Relieve some stress. That is exactly where you can do it at, because they are amazing there. Seriously, they are absolutely amazing. Shout out to the Endorphin Factory, and you can find them online at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com. Doesn't matter where you are in the globe, go there. EndorphinFactoryUSA.com. And then when you come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure you get an appointment. Make an appointment, because I don't think they're taking walk-ins right now due to the pandemic. So make sure you make an appointment so you can go in and enjoy yourself. Super exciting.
Yep.
I am I'm excited to be here tonight. I'm excited to have the opportunity to bring you news, even though we're not going to talk about any news tonight. I'm literally on a pre-vacation. I'm going to be on vacation really soon, and so I'm kind of winding down. You know how you kind of – usually people amp up and get it all – let me get it out. Let me get it all done. No, I'm the opposite. I'm winding down, closing up shop early. Closing up the shop a little early tonight, guys. I love it. But listen, life is about choices, and this is the choice that I have made. And I hope that you continue to make choices that are beneficial to you and not just the people around you, not just your job, not for something else. Do things that benefit you. We got to remember that. Like, we are so important. I'm important. You're important. And if you don't tell yourself how important you are and how amazing you are, and that you just need to stop and just watch your favorite show, or just go sit on the back porch and just enjoy the outside, or get out of the outside and come on the inside and enjoy the inside. Hey, one of my favorite places to hang out is the bathroom. I love sitting in there. Go in the bathroom for a little bit. Just hang out. I mean,
I love my bathroom for whatever reason. I do. I just love it. And I love being in there. I do. So, but a lot of people will agree with me. That's their favorite place. They just want to hang out somewhere in there. Oh, that's my quiet zone, though. It's quiet. I'm just saying. Sometimes, you know, with your bedroom door, you know, your kids will come, Mommy! You know, when you're in the bathroom, you don't have to answer because you're in there. And so it's like, I'm in here. So they'll figure it out eventually. I'm in here. So eventually they have to stop knocking. Shout out to my beautiful kids. I have a beautiful 25-year-old daughter. She lives on her own. And then, of course, my beautiful 15-year-old daughter who lives with Mommy. I'm super proud of them both. And, of course, I'm gaining two beautiful daughters. I'm so excited.
That's right.
And, the incredible T. Smiley will be getting married next year. And so we're bringing this beautiful family together. So for those of you who did not know, some of you guys may be new to the network tonight, I am happily engaged to the incredible T. Smiley. He proposed to me a couple months ago. Man, it seems like yesterday, but that was in July.
It was in July.
Crazy, it's already October.
Man.
I know. It's almost 2022.
Almost 2022.
I know. I'm excited. So our wedding is going to be next year, 2022. And literally, we're in the middle of this process, right? We're trying to figure out, are we going to do something local? Are we going to do a destination wedding? I'm ready for the destination wedding. I really am. T. Smiley's been teeter-tottering. He's like, nah, I want to be here. Nah, I want to be there. I want to be everywhere. T. Smiley, what do you want to do? Do you really want a destination wedding, or do you not? Do you want to do something local? What are you thinking?
So you put me on blast right now. I still don't have an answer.
I am,
because
I need an answer. I figured if everybody was here, you'd answer.
No. They're not going to get a decision tonight. I'm still teeter-tottering. The destination wedding sounds great, but, you know, it's only a limit to a few people that we could take, which is fine with me. But at the same time, I think I want to have it local. That way we can celebrate. But then when we go somewhere, if we decide to go somewhere, I want that time to be between me and my wife, not me, my wife, and everybody else. So I'm still thinking. I don't know. Maybe by 22, maybe by January 1st, maybe we have decided on a location. So we'll see.
I love it. I do. I think that's great. I'm here for it. You know, I don't care either which way. We can go to somebody. Now, I was going to say we can go to somebody's backyard, but, you know, I'm not going to have that. But you know what I'm saying.
No,
it doesn't matter which way we go. I'm going to be happy. It's going to be a great time. So I'm really excited. I'm just here for the planning part. I guess because I'm so open, it doesn't matter where we do it. I'm kind of leaving that up to T. Smiley about the last piece of where we're actually going to go. We've actually done a lot of we've looked at a lot of venues here in the local area that are nice. We've seen some really nice stuff. It's hard to really decide, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my whole thing about the wedding being a destination wedding is, you know, I at the end of the day, I don't really want to pay money for people to sit in my face and then smile and then talk about me and my wedding when they leave. I'm not here for the $33 a plate or the $40
you know,
a plate. I'm not here for
you know, listen, you know, and I'm sure people, everybody that's listening in can attest to this. Like, if you go to a wedding, you know, you have those ones that's there for you, and you have those ones that's gonna support you, that's gonna love being there, that's gonna love everything about what you got going on. But then you have those ones that just want to come eat and talk about what could have been, what should have been, why they got this, why they got that. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, you always gonna have somebody like that at a wedding. So I don't want to spend my money on somebody that's gonna be doing that. That's at the end of the night, they over there eating, getting full off of my dime. But then you still got something to talk about. And that's kind of why I really don't want to do a destination wedding, because it's like, okay, if you ain't never been in this spot, you get to this spot and you there, and you still want to be petty and have something to say. Nah, you can stay at home. So, I don't know. That's just me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm venting, but at the same time, you know, it's true. Like, I don't think nobody want to waste their money on somebody that's not going to value, that's not going to be there for the actual support and the actual love that you're sharing on a special day. Like, if I'm going to be mad that you're there, you're not coming. So if my wife's going to be mad that you're not there, I mean, that you're there and talking, you will be asked to leave. We will have security on deck. So all the naysayers, we'll send you to the door.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I have no problem at all telling people, you know, even though I don't want to do that at a wedding. You know, that's another reason why I'm like, you know, I want just less drama. You know, if you're not really here for the love of the love, then don't be here. You know, but sometimes it's hard to see who's there and who's not, who really has your best interest at heart. But here recently, we've been really figuring that out, and we appreciate those people for showing their true colors ahead of time. That way we ain't got to wait till it's over. Because let me tell you, this wedding that we're going to have is going to be amazing. If anybody knows anything about me, y'all know I love to do events. T. Smiley is an event-driven person as well. So we are really, we're going to have a good time. We're really, really going to have a good time. So I'm excited.
Yep.
I really am. T. Smiley, again, we are having your show. Actually, no. Yeah, this Saturday. I had to think about it. This Saturday, 10 a.m. Why don't you tell them about the Cave Radio Show?
Well, this Saturday, honestly, we will be on vacation, so we will not be doing the Cave Radio Show this weekend. We are getting ready for the fourth annual Heels on the Move the Hill event. So that's our focus. That's our focus, and that's a big day. So we want to have that day clear for, you know, any last-minute changes, anything that needs to be tweaked a little bit. But we're going to enjoy ourselves this weekend on our vacation. I know you said we're winding down, and that's one way we're going to wind down, and we're going to focus on one event. So that's what we're going to do. But the Cave Radio Show, yes, it is every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with myself, and we have Mr. E-Man that comes on. You know, he has his E-Man after show Sunday nights at 9 p.m., so we support each other. You know, we like to tag team sometimes. If I'm on his show, if he's on my show, we just hang out. You know, it's a Saturday morning. We could be doing a lot of other things, but you know, we tapped in on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio, and so we want to make sure, you know, we're giving y'all, you know, we're giving y'all the news, we're giving y'all inspiration, we're giving y'all laughter, we're keeping everybody, you know, in positive vibes. So y'all tune in with me on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, but just not this Saturday coming up, because we will not be on. We'll probably have to throw in a rewind or something like that. But catch me next Saturday and Saturday after that, you know. T. Smiley, catch T. Smiley, myself, on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I just told you said to talk about my show on Saturday, but I'm like, did I overstep? I'm sorry. I'm the director of operations, but you, at the end of the game, you are still the boss and the CEO, so I got to make sure I'm in line, make sure
yes, you did great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I do. Listen, I'm excited that I had another opportunity. There were so many obstacles that stood in my way last week, and the devil literally, again, wants to literally take you out at the knees. He has peeked into your future. He does not want you to get there. So he will do everything he can to throw a monkey wrench into your plan. Just hang on in there, guys. You're going to make it. Take it from me. You're going to make it. Take it from T. Smiley. You're going to make it. Real talk. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep going. T. Smiley, do you mind closing us out in prayer tonight?
Yep. Father God, we just thank you for just an incredible, incredible day, God, that wasn't promised to us. God, we thank you for our life and strength. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for right here on Monday night with Kid B Unplugged. We thank you for the interview that we had on tonight. God, we just thank you for connecting us with the right people, God. with the right mindset, God, of being great, God. And we just thank you for just blessing us, God, keeping us in your arms, God, shielding and protecting us from all harm and danger, God. We thank you for just covering Ms. Kia D on yesterday with the accident that she had, God. We know it could have been worse, God, but we thank you for just laying your hands, God, down on the car, God, laying your hands on the mindset, because we could have been mad, we could have been upset, but God, we thank you for the mind of peace, and God, we ask that you just continue to keep us in the mind of peace, God. Keep us in your will as we leave Kia D Unplugged show tonight, God. We ask that you just bring us back Wednesday night for Kia D Unplugged. Matter of fact, bring us back tomorrow for the Groovy Tuesdays, God. Even though we don't talk as much and we play music, God, we ask that somebody gets touched by something that they hear on tomorrow, and keep us safe and in your will all throughout the week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So tonight was my last interview for a while. I may end up having a couple interviews sporadically next month, but I won't have any more interviews for the rest of the year. So we may have a couple more interviews this year. Other than that, we are going to be literally hot topics out. We're going to talk hot topics. We're going to talk news. We are going to have some fun. So I am definitely looking forward to getting, even though I have fun with my guests, don't get it twisted. I love me some guests. But I love to have, I love to talk about news and all that good stuff too. So I've been missing out on my news topics, and we're going to get back into that. So be ready on Monday night to enjoy the Kia D Unplugged show. We've got news topics going down. So be ready for that. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to the We Talk Radio Network, to the We Talk Radio. I don't know where I got that from. To We Talk Radio Network, to the Kia D Unplugged show. Don't forget, we have show sponsors. We got social media advertising. We got station sponsors. We got radio advertising. We got all kind of things that you can get right here from We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at wetalkradio.com. If you got a product or a service, or you have a message to get out, we're one of the greatest places to make that happen. And you can check us out at wetalkradio.com. Go to that advertise tab, and then you can put all of your information in there, and it goes directly to our sales manager, and they will get you taken care of. We have some extraordinary packages right now that are literally created and designed just for you and your product and your service and your business. We don't want you to miss out on that. Again, wetalkradio.com. Thank you so much. I'm Kia D. And according to E-Man of the E-Man After Show, the D is for delicious. I love it. Holding it down right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. Thank you, T. Smiley, my incredible fiance.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we appreciate the love. We will see you on Wednesday night for the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next time. Good night.
Well, you've been through some things. Yes, you feel tossed and turned. No, you feel down and out. Trust someone has been burned. I know that just been too
Saturday, October 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for the 4th annual Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show. This virtual shoe fashion show features performances and more benefiting victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. For more information on how to purchase tickets, log on to www.heelsonthemovetoheal.org/events.
Sponsoring an online radio show can grant you exposure to a new audience and align your brand with certain causes, values, and beliefs. Getting your product or service into the hands of consumers is easy when you sponsor an online radio show on We Talk Radio Network. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Yeah. Where are the ladies at? Come on, y'all. Tonight, we're gonna turn up a little bit. We're gonna step into love. We're gonna step into love.
There she goes, the one that warms my heart up just by sight alone. Mm-hmm. I doubt she knows exactly what she's doing, but that's for me to know. Heard that she likes dancing, my first step to romance, and can't wait to hold her close and swing from coast to coast. We gon' have a party, I'm inviting everybody, and she's gon' fall in love right here in this club. When we get to
step into love,
we gon' step in. Up on the dance floor, the way she moves, so seductive, she erotic, crazy, sexy, cool. I feel it while we're dancing, I first step to romance, I'm gonna make her mine, we'll be stepping all the time.
We gon' have a party,
yeah.
I'm inviting everybody.
Come on, y'all.
Love.
a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. First I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them short shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the deep, deep beat that they playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm in love and need. Left all my worries, cause they're all irrelevant. Cause it is gonna make a real good day. I just wanna say,
do whatever makes you happy, cause it's so
happy, yeah, yeah.
Don't ever let
sponsoring and on being present on social media is important to the success of your business. Advertise your business or product on our social media platforms and get in front of thousands of potential clients around the world. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com. Online radio reaches more people around the globe each week than any other medium, and we're proud to say that We Talk Radio Network plays a part in that. After over 11 years on the air, We Talk Radio reaches over 75,000 listeners worldwide with extraordinary featured radio programs. With just a few minutes of sponsor messages and a deeply loyal audience, We Talk Radio delivers a powerful platform of brands. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Songs says trouble don't last always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh and come and cry. Smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
The lights go out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
Hey, that was totally my fault. I played the wrong. Y'all, well, thanks for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.